Begin the current daf, Masech the Shabbos daf nun vav. We begin on Alpha. We begin on Tez de Maschel. This begins the words of the Gemara. Shehoyu l'chaladoyin b'sanhedrin, that you should have judged him with the Sanhedrin, with the High Court. So it's going to explain that when do we say that you have certain limitations even by a Mori b'malcha, someone who's rebelling against the king. That is, the Gemara says that regarding this, that you killed the Uriah Hachiti by the sword, that was a problem because you should have judged him in the Sanhedrin and you didn't. So Rashi says that you should have judged him, but it's an edrin regarding this as rebelling against the king, what's called Mar B'malchus, as the Gemara explains later on. But Tais is bothered by this. Koshlari, the Perkam of the Megillah, the Gemara, on Daf Yadalma Bezim Zerz and Megillah, I'm reading the Gabi novel. The Gemara says regarding novel, who, when David wanted to kill him, so Abigail said to David, how could you go ahead and judge him to death? What, do you allow to do capital punishment at night time? So on that he answered her, he's a Mar B'malchus. So we see the Mar B'malchus lay by the Medina. That when someone rebels against the king, you don't have to go ahead and judge him in the normal way as is normally judged, and therefore you can do it even at nighttime. So the Uriah married by Malchus Abigdamasamach, and Uriah was rebelling against the king, like the, as the Gemara is going to say later on. So why was Nasan Navi saying that he did something wrong, that he should have judged him by Sanhedrin when it doesn't have those limitations by married by Malchus? The Shlomo Tzitzis says what you could say is the Vavit Tzorach L'Daina. No, as we see from the Gemara over here, most definitely you have to have a din taira, belayed the imu mar b'malchus, because you have to verify and ascertain that he is a mar b'malchus, which is through regular court proceedings. But aval la'ain bedina, but to analyze in his judgment, velasas alonas din, and to have to sleep it overnight, ulaham tlad l'malchus, and to wait till the following day, that ain't sarach, that you don't have to do. And that's what David was telling to Abigail. Now, since we ascertained already that Nabal is a Mar B'malchus, so therefore we could conclude it right now. We go ahead and execute him right now. We don't have to wait till the next day. And Mechim Hashem Masotu, it sounds like that David actually did judge Nabal with the Sanhedrin, as we see from our Sugya. Because the Sanhedrin, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Amrit says, Shadon David is Nabal B'Sanhedrin, that David judged Nabal with a Sanhedrin. That it says in the Pasuk, that David girdled himself with his sword, which from there we see that he went and he judged him for death by the Sanhedrin. And therefore we see that that is a prerequisite. And one does have to go ahead and therefore it says that they started the court case from the smaller one, not from the greater one, because then they're not going to disagree. But one thing we see is that you have to, like our Gemara says, no, you should have judged him as Sanhedrin, even if he's a Mar B'malchus, but you just don't have certain limitations, as we see from that Gemara, Masechtas Megillah. To next, Taisus the Maslid begins the words of the Gemara, Lekuchin Yesh L'Chaba, that you have a right in being married to her. Which Taisus can explain, why did we need this teaching of Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeini? Anyway, Kedushin would be Taifus in her. That is, the Gemara had expounded lean interpretation of Rebbe and all these psukim regarding what David had done. When it says, V'ishtoi L'kachto L'cha L'isha, the Nasanabi told David meant to say that you have Likuchin in her, which Rashi says that, yeah, your Kedushin in her is Taifis, it does take effect, because she wasn't a married woman. Because like Shmuel ben Achmeini said, and Rebbe Yonasan, that whoever went out to fight in the words of David, gave a get creases to his wife, and therefore she was divorced, and therefore he didn't do anything wrong. What's bothering Taifis is that, why did the Gemara have to bring this teaching of Shmuel ben Achmeini? That Uriah gave a get to her before he went to war, to allow that David's Kedushin will take effect right now. But so it says, Avagav, daf filachata. No, even if, let's say, he had not a give a get. Let's say he sinned, and he had relations with her inappropriately, but nami yesh leba lekuchen, he would still have the ability to have kedushin in her right now, because da nusa haisa, she was forcibly had relations with David, and that we know the lach is v'shari lebal v'huad din lebayil. Then subsequently, the woman's permitted to go back to the husband, or to the one that she had relations to. And therefore, that's why Bathsheba was not forbidden to David, because she was anusa. Why do you have to say because she had a get from her husband? So it's however, the terminology lekuchin yesh lechaba mashma, that wording saying that you have the rights to marry her, that sounds like lahay lechaba aver, that you had no sin at all because she was single, like Rishmul ben Achmeini. But if not, you're right, he would be able to marry her now, but that still wouldn't sound like his hands would be totally clean, and therefore that wouldn't be like in the terminology of l'kach l'cha, which sounds like that, yeah, totally permitted, like as if nothing wrong was done. Ketanach Tez Demasa, it begins the words of the Gemara, get creases case of le'ishta, that a divorce document he wrote to his wife, which Tez can explain, this get that they wrote, was it on condition, or was it an absolute get without any stipulation? As the Gemara said, that why is it as ishta l'kachto, that yeah, David didn't do anything wrong, that he had l'kuchin to marry her is because, like Rabbi Shmuel Ben Achmini said, that anyone who went out to fight the wars of David, which is what he did over here, they wrote a get creases beforehand to their wife. Now, Perish Rashi says, Al Tanai. The get that was written was on condition. If he's going to die at war, then Tema Gureshes Ma'akshav, then retroactively should be there from right now that she's divorced. And that's to avoid any problems about Igun or Yibum, and so on and so forth. Now, Mitzarech Laim Al-Pirushim, it says Taisus, yeah, what you have to say according to Rashi interpretation is the Avagab, the Ur Yibum Malachama, but although subsequently, Ur Yibum came back from the war, and only then did David HaMelech subsequently send him back again, and then he died. But he came back, so then when David had relations before, and then he came back, so then she wasn't divorced, so he had relations with Eshet Ish. Says Taisus, no, you have to say Atznai Hay that the stipulation of their gets were Shem LeYoshev B'Seifa Melchama. It's not only this one battle. It's that if he doesn't return at the end of the war, she get that it should be get from now. So although he came back in the middle, but still, since he ultimately died at war, then it was that she was already divorced from before he ever went out in the first place. Now, but says Taisus Ach Kasha. However, Rashi's interpretation is difficult because the Nami B'Misha also we learned in the Gemara Gittin of Ayin Gimel Ved Aleph when it talks about someone who gives his get to his wife, and he tells her, you're divorced from today if I die from this illness. And at the end, he dies from the illness. Now, says the Gemara, Mahi ba'is nayam, what is her status in those days? Because we don't know. If he'll die, then she's divorced from now. If not, then she's not divorced. So Yehudaimi says, Harihi keishas shesh l'chol debres. So she's like a married woman for all practical purposes, because he might not die, and therefore we have to treat her as a married woman. Now, the problem is, Mkain, if that's the case, Rabbi Yehuda, according to his interpretation, when David had relations with her, although if he dies, then she's not married, but at that point in time when he did, she was considered like a married woman according to Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore David HaMelech sinned by doing this with a married woman. So Benil Rabbein Tam, so therefore Rabbein Tam disagrees with Rashi's interpretation. He says, that they would divorce their wives without any stipulations and conditions. It was a total divorce, and then when they came back, they would go ahead and get married again. But it was a total divorce, and therefore, because there was stipulation, David HaMelech would still not have been able to do what he did. Now, but then Taisus bothered. The Gemara says, "Above mitzid of nitesem and alf, mutiv sheyivul adam sveik eshes ish." It's better to go out on relations with a doubtful married woman, while yab menichaveh baram, and not to embarrass someone's face in public. Menolam, where do we know this from? Mid David from David, where that's the Gemara saying that his enemies were making fun of him, and they were chayiv for embarrassing someone in public, and by David. That even though it's a suffocatious ish, that he had this relationship, but it's better to do that than with Bathsheba than what they're doing to him. But one thing we see that she's called a suffocatious ish. Why is Bathsheba called a suffocatious ish? Didn't we just explain that she was totally divorced? She was like a single woman because Uriah gave a get without any condition before he went out to war? Now that's a thesis. No, currently suffocatious ish. You're right. She was not anything with ashes ish. She was totally single, but she's called a doubtful married woman. And not doubtful for David, but doubtful to the world. Because they would go ahead and divorce privately, discreetly, because obviously they wanted to stay married. And the world thought that she's a married woman, and therefore it's like what we mean the doubtful. I mean, in regards to the world, there's a doubt if she's married or not. And still, it's better to do that than to embarrass someone in public. So Taisus explained in the interpretation of Rashi that it was given al tanai. Which was, if you don't come back at the end of the war, so even though he came back in the middle, but still, that as if she was retroactively divorced from the beginning. Now, we have Rabbi Yehuda in Gittin that says, if you have like a similar type of a stipulative get, that she's considered like a bona fide eshes ish. So therefore, Rabbi Tam disagrees, and he says, no, you're right, the get was without any stipulation. Additionally, by David, it says that it's called a suffolk eshes ish. That's only because for the world it seems like, but you're right, for David she was totally like a single woman. During next text, the master begins the words of the Gemara, the Amale, that he said to him, Vadoini Yoiv, and my master Yoiv, which kind of says, Taisus comes saying, where do we see from here that he was a Mori B'Malchus? As the Gemara says, the David was not punished for killing Uriah Chiti, because he was a Mori B'Malchus. How so? Because when David asked him, why didn't you come down to your house? So Uriah answered, he says, oh, the Ark and the Jewish people and Judea, they're sitting in the tents, and and my master Yoiv and everyone is there in the fields. What do you think? I'm going to go home. So Perash Rashi, he explains the Mori B'Malchus. We didn't see any here rebellion against the king. Because he says Vadoini Yoiv. he says, my master Yaev, it's not appropriate to say in front of the king some other sovereignty that he's a, that he has someone else that's a master of him, and therefore that's considered Mori B'machas. But Tais says, Ve'enir, that does not seem to be correct, because the Inza Mori, that's not rebellious. Shlohoi Belibulam Lichibul Kreisim Melech, his intention was not to go out and make him king and usurp the kingdom of the king, he was just calling him Adoini. Tais does not consider that as a Merid B'machas. El Kamesh Pesh Rabbeinu Meir, rather, he says, like the way Rabbeinu Meir explains, to have a Merid, why was it considered rebellious? Meshum de Besefer the Kruxer, because the end of the Pasuk it says that Uriah said to David, what? The ark and the Jewish people and they're all in the tents and the and your servant is going to go into his house. How could everyone be out there? I'm going to be home. And he says, "When the Avial Basi, I'm going to go to my house, lecho velishtus, to eat and to drink, velishkem mishti begemet, to sleep with my wife. How could I do such a thing?" Oh, that was the Merid b'malchus. Because David amalelase, David said to do it, to go home. But like what's lesson? He didn't want to do that. He says, "How could I?" That's Merid b'malchus, and therefore that's why he was chayv misa. The Masechet begins the words of the Gemara Rak B'Dvar Uriachiti, that only his one sin was regarding Uriachiti. Tosfos wonders why there's not another one. And as the Gemara says from Rav, that if you check into the life of David, you don't find any sin, not that of Bathsheba, the only one is Uriah, that he caused him to be killed. As the Pasuk sounds like, he did everything Yashar Bein Hashem, only B'Dvar Uriachiti. Now that Tosfos wonders, Kasha is difficult, because the Ikka Maisa Da Sasa, this is what the Pasuk says, that the Satan seduced, because David had said something, seduced him to count the Jewish people, which you're not supposed to count the Jewish people, they would cause a lot of Jews to die, which is brought Bereish Perek Beis de Yuma in the beginning of the second Perek Yuma, the Avchav Beis Mabeis, which the Gemara says that although David sinned two times, one's Uriah and one is this of Hasasa, of being seduced by the Satan to go ahead and count the Jewish people, still he didn't lose the Malchus, in contrast to Shaul, who did one thing and they did lose. But one thing we see that is a second thing. So it says here, somewhat you could say is delay chashavle. Still, that's not counted over here by Rab, because delay have a kolkach of God. That wasn't such a great sin that he counted the Jewish people. And Megam Shag was also a mistake, and therefore that's why it doesn't count. The one he counted as a deliberate sin was that of this with Uriah Hachiti.